Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. A teen was killed and two others were wounded when shots were fired in North Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
It was before 2 in the morning on North 18th and West Huntington Streets. Police say shots were fired in the neighborhood. And when they got there, along with medics, they say they found a victim in his mid to late teens down on the sidewalk near a church. He had been shot in the back and head, and he was taken to the hospital where he died. Soon, police learned about two more shooting victims. Chief Inspector Scott Small says they were driven to the hospital in a dark sedan.
There's clearly a screwdriver in the ignition. So we believe that car stolen, just hasn't been reported stolen yet.
The 17-year-old victim was unconscious after being shot in the back and leg, and he's critical. The other victim, 16 years old, police say he was shot in the leg and is stable. Well, Small says real-time crime camera footage shows the car they were in, and it seems to be the same one that left the scene where they found the first victim.
Police are trying to figure out a motive. So far, no one has been arrested. Last night's storms left people stranded in their cars in several feet of water. In Upper Southampton Township, Bucks County, 3 to 4 feet of water was reported on 2nd Street, Pike, and Street Road. Burlington, New Jersey measured 6 inches of rain. Water was seen pouring into SEPTA Broad Street Line subway stations through cracks in the walls. Problems are still lingering at the airport. There was an hours-long ground stop at Philly International during the storms. Airport spokeswoman Heather Redfern says it will take a while for things to get back on track.
Any type of weather will affect both ways. If that equipment and the crews can't get in to turn around to go back out again, then it causes a domino effect.
This morning, there were 59 canceled flights and over 100 delays. On Thursday, there were 179 cancellations and 379 delays. Today is the first day of recreational marijuana sales in Delaware, and people young and old lined up outside dispensaries to make their first legal purchases. KYW's Nigel Thompson was with some outside a dispensary in Wilmington.
Bob Forker is 60, and he's been waiting his whole adult life to be able to buy recreational marijuana in his home state of Delaware.
Yeah, we've been going out of state for a while, but it probably isn't a good idea to do sometimes, but I'm glad to see the money's now going to stay in my own state.
It's been a long road, and Foraker said more than once the state government has pushed back the first recreational sale day ever since it was first legalized in 2023.
I don't understand what the problem was all this time. I don't see what the harm is. I personally feel that alcohol is more of a harm.
Foraker said he hopes some of the tax money can go back to schools in the state. Beyond the tax dollars, Kevin said crime will also be impacted.
I would assume crime rate's going to go down. Cops be a little less busy. They can focus on things that matter more. Probably help these local businesses too. You can go in here and then you can get a sub.
In Wilmington, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There are 12 dispensaries now open in Delaware where residents can buy recreational marijuana. Victims of sexual assault in New Jersey can now keep track of their cases through a new online database. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
First Assistant Attorney General Lindsay Rotolo says the purpose of this is victim-centered so they can follow along with their cases.
Doing everything in our power to making the system easier and more transparent for survivors and for the public.
The sexual assault forensic exam kits, or SAFE kits, that were already collected must be added to the database by the end of the year.
It takes forensic evidence collected from the survivor and stores it in a way that could be used by law enforcement at a later time to help prosecute the offender. But it is up to the victim to consent whether or not that kit gets tested by law enforcement.
Rotolo says victims have already been through enough and they shouldn't be alone on their journey to justice. And this database is designed to give them peace of mind that things are moving in the right direction, even if it takes time. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.